Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL, presented by The Casual Pint, your place for delicious pub food paired with local beer.
Max Johnson was at the beginning of everything. This is our Chansky with Monday Sports Notebook. When Johnson transferred from Texas A&M after spending two seasons at LSU, he thought he had found his permanent home. His father, former NFL quarterback Brad Johnson, liked Mac Brown, who would be Max's new coach. Brown needed a capable quarterback after having NFL draft choices Sam Howell and Drake May leading his program. Though both started as freshmen, May as a redshirt, Max had the experience and talent to win the starting job. He did and took the field for UNC's first possession of the 2024 season at Minnesota. Carolina won the game on the Gophers' missed field goal, but Johnson had left early in the third quarter with what looked like a serious leg injury. It turned out to be more than serious. Johnson had broken two bones, one the femur that kept him in a Minneapolis hospital for more than 2 weeks through two surgeries. Ukit has said accurately that the Tar Heel season against a soft schedule was pretty much over. Brown had two other quarterbacks who could and would play, but neither Connor Harrell nor Jacoby Quisrell was major caliber, and the Tar Heels finished 6-7 for the second time in Brown's second tenure in Chapel Hill. Who knows what would have happened had Johnson not been injured and missed the season. The groan from alumni and fans grew as Brown's team lost its last three games, including a fourth straight to NC State. He was ousted unceremoniously, and the search for a new coach began. Athletic Director Bubba Cunningham talked to young candidates who might see coming to Chapel Hill as an upgrade. He got little interest, perhaps because Brown was fired before the state game when he deserved a departure more worthy of a coach who had resurrected Carolina football twice over the last 20 years. Brown is a Hall of Famer and highly respected mentor to dozens of coaches around the country. It is fair speculation that the way he was treated, while both he and UNC deserve equal blame, turned off some coaches Cunningham was trying to engage. On the road, Bubba learned that Bill Belichick was serious about the job, and ironically, he may have been the only realistic candidate when the search ended suddenly. Meanwhile, Johnson had returned to Chapel Hill to heal and begin his rehabilitation, which would take another year and include the possibility and fear of amputation. Fortunately, doctors and trainers saved the leg, and today Max is back in the quarterback room competing to play under a new coach. Belichick told Johnson to get better and compete for the job, which now seems to favor fellow left-hander and transfer Gio Lopez. Max has made tremendous progress, but it's the last 20% between not being able to play and really being ready, which is where he is right now, Belichick said over the weekend as the story continues. This is our Chansky. See ya at the Casual Pint.